You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hello, you're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. I'm Mason Dixon, joined once again by Corey, the Bayou Benders, and this is Habs Nightly, your hub for Habs content. Are back. It is July 4th. Happy Independence Day to all our American listeners. And it was just recently Canada Day for all our Canadian listeners. Obviously, much like Canadian Thanksgiving, Canada Day one-ups July 4th. But Corey, I hope you were having a good Canada Day / Independence Day weekend. How are you, buddy?
Well, just like Canadian Thanksgiving, most U.S. people don't know when it is, which was to my excitement when I asked to record one day and you said we can't because it's Canada Day. And I didn't know when that was. So what's new? Is what, you know, I'm just chilling. It's 4th of July. Probably the shittiest 4th of July in a while. A lot of tensions going on in the U.S. right now. A lot of people are broke as fuck. I'm surprised if you guys were sticking around when me and my wife first moved into this house to celebrate our first New Year. This block was like insane. They shot fireworks till like 4 a.m. and we had my neighbor across the street, Mr. Chris, very cool guy, very, very rich guy. His, I don't know, 10-year-old ADHD grandson was moaning very waifish moans into his DJ system up until 3 a.m. I had the Sugar Bowl that day that I had to work, so I couldn't even really fucking have fun. So I expected to have some fire ass night like I was robbed out of for New Year's, and it was quiet as fuck. I brought my cats inside. They were pissed, and honestly I feel bad because it was for nothing. I let them out way earlier than I intended to. But yeah, that's just the state of things down here. I'm glad you guys were able to have a little fun. I'm sure some people in the U.S. Had some fun. I'm not upper class and can't afford that right now. So I just chilled at the house, honestly watched the show The Bear. I know Mason didn't fucking watch it because you didn't even watch Stranger Things. So I know you didn't watch this show. But it is fantastic. But before we get off the rails and talk any more nonsense, let's just kind of stay on Canada Day. So, you know, for me personally, not knowing what day it's on, you guys can probably also guess that I didn't know what the fuck Canada Day was.
I'm not going to lie, that's pretty poor from you.
How many years on this podcast? Because I said it was it Independence Day for y'all? And you said kind of, sort of, not. But so here's my thing, right? So yeah, that's dumb of me. Three years on this Canadian-based podcast and I don't know it. But let's move past that in a sense of, what do you do on Canada Day?
Normally there's a big parade in Ottawa. Unfortunately got, moved to, it's always on Parliament Hill. It got moved to the LeBreton Flats. I know you have no idea what that is, but it's in Ottawa. And it's been on Parliament Hill for the last like 50 years. But unfortunately, you know, brain dead, convoy loving fools have continued to invade the nation's capital. And, you know, for some reason we can't kick the, I don't know. It's Canada. I'm not going to get political, but there's a bunch of angry people there. And so that got ruined. And usually the snowbirds will fly. And do you know the snowbirds are like Canadian Air Force? They always put on shows. They travel. They put on this air show. They grounded this year because of technical difficulty. So honestly, it was kind of a shit Canada Day. A lot of parades got canceled. Like even my hometown, like Grafton, like it's grown since I've been here for 20 years. But like when I was 5 years old, we'd have a parade, and we've had a parade every year until COVID. This year, we did not have one. I don't even think Coburg. Like I can't think of a there was. I don't think there were any Canada parades. Pandemic's really. I'm sure there were maybe in Toronto. The pandemic's really kind of messed things up. I don't think we're back to normal yet, but it's also like, it's like a stat holiday. So I had the day off with pay, and I just chilled all day, played some golf, had some golf beers.
Golfing.
When, you know me, I was golf. I played like shit. Let me tell you, holy crap. Worst game of the year for Nathan. Then I went, you go to a party later. That's what I did. You've already seen the photo, Corey. I was fucking dead. Just plastered. Had like July 2nd was like the worst hangover I've had in like years. Oh, it was brutal. I felt like I was in high school. It was just fucking horrible. But no, it was a good time. Had a pretty decent Canada Day. Got to see a lot of my old high school buddies I haven't seen much of lately. So it's a good time.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention, it's also been it's rained all week. It's actually raining right now outside. So it's been kind of like dull. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just not much shit to do. And we're getting into like hurricane season. Like, we're in it. Hurricane season officially starts in like, excuse me. I think it's like the beginning of June. So we're deep into it. So it's really kind of hit or miss. People are going to drink and shit out here. Like, it's not going to stop them. But like, when it's like a week's worth of like rain, you know, it definitely, like, the vibe's just not completely there and shit like that. Glad you went out golfing. It's a federal holiday for us too, so thank God that one of the few things that I get is paid vacations when it's federal, shit like that. So it's a good thing for me. I did not play golf because I don't have the money for it, but I did see some cool shit. So hopefully this Kickstarter group, when they release their game, they can give me a fucking discount on it. That'd be fantastic. Dude, and I saw this and my wife laughed. She's like, this looks so stupid. And it crumbled my heart because like, I thought this was so fucking cool. And it's a group called Table Golf Association. And they've made like hexagonal, like little wooden shapes. And basically it's all of these little shapes. They're like made of wood and they're all different pieces of like a golf course. And you got to make something. It can't be less than 7 hexagonal shapes. And you just kind of develop this, this dog leg or however you want the course to play out. And, you get these little fucking, it's like a marble with this like little plastic ring around it that sits kind of off the ground, so the marble is kind of free spinning inside of it, and you flick it, and that's how you play this little golf game. It seems like the best drinking party type of game, like if not like a big party, but like once Mason gets like past his early 20s and he starts just like he's has a smaller group of networked friends. This seems like one of those fun games to play with just like the homies. But yeah, you flick it and you got to roll a die and it tells you like your weather patterns. And like if it's like wind, you got to move and then you roll. It's either sunny, wind, or like double wind. And then you got to flick this little spinner like on Twister and it tells you in what direction is the wind blowing. So when you flick your fucking when you flick the ball, obviously it has to land in some type of terrain that can be played off of like the rough or some shit. Whatever, you know, like whatever direction the wind is in, if there's wind and, however, like if it's like one wind, I think it's like one space, you know, like one space to the left, to the right, or, you know, shit like that. Dude, honestly, I was watching this shit, super excited about it to come out. Cause I'd play the fuck out of this game. It's the closest thing I'm going to get to playing golf, other than like putt putt.
Oh, so we stopped the smack talk, eh?
Oh, no, dude. I'll still beat your ass in golf. I know I got it. Because if my only problem...
Please.
If my only problem is that my back is holding me back and not having enough reps, hitting it long, hitting it yard, I know my fucking short game is... superior. So all I have to do is learn how to stripe the ball.
You're not even going to be able to get in the country. You're going to get to Pearson Airport and just turn around.
I'm not going to Pearson.
What a fucking
I'm not going though. To Pearson, dude.
How else are you getting to me?
I don't know. Ryan Whitney's fucking 30-minute rant on Pearson was unreal. I was fucking crying. Honestly, shout out to Dave and Heather. They said that if I ever wanted to go to Canada, try to go when they go, I can get a flight to Detroit. Shout out one of my buddies that lives out in Grand Rapids. Maybe go see the. Yeah, we basically fly to Detroit, go to Grand Rapids, get another tattoo, meet up with Dave and Heather, cross the border. And end up in Toronto somewhere.
Yeah, they probably drive up through Windsor, go up through Hamilton, Mississauga, get up to Toronto.
Not sure, but
it's absolutely.
I've never really flown on an airplane that much. The most recent one was like 2016. I went to Houston because I didn't feel like fucking driving. which is like an hour plane ride. So yeah, I couldn't imagine having to do it, Pearson. So I'm going to do the Dave and Heather approach and just get smuggled into the country legally. Before we move
tell you
on,
what, it's a lot easier going into Canada than it is leaving.
Really?
Oh yeah. You go to Canada and it's like, oh hey bud, what you there for? Oh, y'all just come on in. Yeah. Say hi to where are you going? Oh, you're going to Toronto? Oh, say hi to Craig for me. Like that's Canada. That's the border crossing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the American border guards. And it's like they've had the 9/11 message instilled into their heads, and they're like, I'm the last line of defense. I am the last line of defense, boy. And they, yeah, it's different. It's different for sure.
So look, I have another question about Canada Day, but before we get to that, because you brought up 9/11. So I had to go do stuff at the airport because obviously there's beer lines at the airport, and with me being a draft tech, I have to service said beer lines. So me and my cousin were the ones they chose to fucking have to do this. So you know, we did all our fingerprinting and all that shit. My boss tells us Thursday and Friday, so I went Thursday, he went Friday. He said we had to sit through an hour test and a visual presentation on things to know, right? Because I have to drive a vehicle in the non-movement and movement area of the airport, which is where like the planes and shit are, you know? So I had to learn that, which was honestly scary as fuck. It actually was a 4.5 hour lesson that I started at 8 something in the morning, almost 9 in the morning, and ended around like 1-ish, 1:30-ish. Same thing for my cousin. If you failed it, you had to restart the lesson. So if you were on part 4 of 6 of the lesson and you fucking got 3 things wrong, you had to restart the 40 minute lesson back from lesson 1. So we just got rocked doing that. But because you brought up the 9/11 thing, I'm watching this fucking video and you think it'd be updated, right? This video was created in 2006, 2007. And when it got to the security portion of it, it was showing what the modern day terrorist looks like. And it was just a bunch of unfortunate Muslims and Al-Qaeda. And it talked a lot about Osama bin Laden instead of like white people, which is like, you know,
what was
the main terrorist now. Getting certified to go clean the lines at the Louis Armstrong Airport for New Orleans. Yes.
I'm just baffled that you have to take a course.
I am the last line of the defense.
Airline. But you can walk into a Walmart and buy an AR-15.
I don't know. It's because I had to take this course I'm going to be where people, civilians aren't allowed to go, you know, which is like on the fucking ground next to planes and like in the back in security areas, like supposed to be secure areas of the
airport. Fucking place, holy.
So honestly thought it was a fucking joke because I'm like okay, it's only an hour, and then I was like, damn, I must be like really stupid, like you could pass this in an hour, and I'm at like hour 4 like having a full-blown panic attack, like, dude, like I'm gonna fucking fail. And just come to find out it was actually a 4-hour course, not an hour. But so back to the Canada Day thing. What are like typical Canada Day foods? You guys eating like just like grill shit? Like it's a big grill day for y'all?
We don't do like, I feel like,
is it too cold to grill?
Sort too cold to grill. It's fucking 35 degrees today. No, there's definitely people that like, I feel like grilling is definitely a thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I think the whole neighborhood grill, I don't think that happens in Canada. At least not where like I've been from, at least.
Well, I think that's like a grill with my neighbors either.
Southern American thing.
I'm talking about just a family, like a family grill.
But I mean, like, even the
I'm not family, calling. Like, okay, because I was gonna say I'm not calling. Fuck Chris across the street, come over here. And
I mean, like, would you? You're telling me like there aren't neighborhoods in New Orleans where there's like big neighborhood barbecues, though.
I don't know. Maybe where like the Saints and shitty Pelicans players live, but not really.
Yeah, I don't know.
Families get together. I honestly thought like neighborhood grill things were kind of just for like television.
I mean, that's my like image of when I think of like Southern US. That's what
do you think the South is like the fucking like the Brady Bunch?
Just imagine 50s. Like a big no. I imagine like the most white middle class high school tailgate.
That's Texas, baby.
Yeah. Okay. So it does happen.
But I don't even know if that like, happens in Texas, but that just sounds like a real Texas thing.
I just don't have like some Friday night late shit. Yeah, I just don't have like an image. Like, I can't see that happening. And like, I don't think there's like any special food. There might be some other places, but like, my Canada Days have always just been kind of restricted to like the parade. And then I don't know, like, we don't really go that hard. We'll have fireworks, but like, it's not the US. Like, we don't care about it as much, I don't think.
Heard that. One cool thing. Now, granted, I didn't know what Canada Day was, but I did do something for Canada, which more or less could be upsetting to some people. I love the Don Cherry movie that Jared Kiso made back in like 2010. It was one of my favorite fucking movies right out of fucking high school for me. And I don't know why, but I looked it up the other day and they're playing it on Roku television. Mm-hmm. So that meant I was able to watch it on the internet for free. And it's still a fantastic fucking film. So on Canada Day, I watched one of my favorite hockey docu-series movies, straight to television films, whatever the fuck it was, because I didn't know what it was for y'all. I just know that the CBC doesn't produce it anymore, so like, I can't find it anywhere. I can't buy it anywhere. But I did watch it, and I was very happy about that. So I have it bookmarked on my computer until they take it the fuck off. Then I'll just have to go back to never seeing it again because it was on Netflix. And when I tell you, if the movie had a rating based on how many times it watched, I saved that movie from getting canceled off of Netflix's, you know, cycle for like 2 months, 2-3 months easy. Just the amount of times I watched it.
I can't lie to you. I
probably never seen it.
No, I've never seen it, but I fucking love Don Cherry. I know that he's a controversial figure, but did John Cherry say things that should not be said in whenever he said it, 2019, 2020, that aren't acceptable today, that are out of touch, out of line, out of base, out of the times? Absolutely. But like, if you actually think that Don Cherry's a racist, I just have to wholeheartedly disagree with you.
As a U.S. kid from the South, what's up?
I was just going to say, like, he's not a racist. And the context of that, I know we're really digging into the past here, but Don Cherry has done more. He was upset about what he felt perceived as disrespect for, you know,
Canadian traditions.
Canadian veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Canadian soldiers. What people have to understand, and what people virtue signal, and they hop on board, and people don't realize Don Cherry has done more for Canadian veterans and Canadian soldiers than any living or dead Canadian. Like, he has done more for our veterans than any Canadian who's ever lived. And to then say, oh, because he's a 90 something year old man who was given a platform and said some, by the way, not great things, but like, if you told me that was what was going to get him fired, I would have told you it's going to be a lot worse. So I don't know. Like, I still love Don Cherry. I respect Don Cherry, and I might have to check out that, was it a documentary or a movie or
no? It's like a movie, and I don't know. Like, so like down here we have like television, made for television movies. It's one of those.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's like Jared Kiso, 2010 era. So like watching it now, I'm like, damn, I didn't realize how young he was in this. But like, pretty good cast. Because it's CBC, they were actually able to use like the Montreal Canadiens logo, the names on the back of the jerseys, the Bruins logo, all of the AHL teams he went through. Actually, it's funny because you remember when we were talking about Tree Rivers coming back, and I was like, this is so fucking familiar, and I couldn't figure out why. It's because he played for them. He played for the Lions, went back in, I guess, either the late 50s, early 60s. And when I watched it, it just kind of clicked. I was like, holy shit, that's why I was so confused why I knew this team.
And Tree Rivers.
Hey, Tree Rivers, whatever. I'm not even going to play it.
I need you to say something for me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say toi?
Toi.
Can you say re?
Re.
Can you say v?
V.
Airs. Trois rivers.
Three rivers. Trois rivers. It sounds like I'm a tryhard.
Trois rivers. French is a very, what do you say, soft spoken language.
Yeah, and I'm from a very French Canadian part of the US, but at the same time, I have such a deep twang to my voice. It doesn't always work. but anyway, so I did watch that. And my last thing on Don Cherry is that as a kid, I didn't know anything about Canada, anything other than I liked hockey. But Don Cherry, I perceived him as like the John Madden of Canadian sports. So that's all. John.
I guess that's a way of putting it.
Well, John Madden was a coach, went on to be like a fantastic, like, you know, top rated commentator, analyst.
Fair enough. Well, we had a little segment planned last week. You didn't include it in the episode, did you? Our name game?
No, I didn't, because our audio was so shit. I couldn't even break it down. So the last episode, the only thing they've heard was talking to our good friend Griffin of the Tell It As It Is podcast about the, you know, fantastic coming to Jesus, the end of an era, the ring being brought back to Mordor, the Empire destroyed, Avalanche beaten the Tampa Bay Lightning. So none of our audio that we tried was able to work. And I'm sorry once again, to the listeners, the last week we only put out one episode. Had a lot of stuff going on with my mom, just kind of wanted to be close by to her. And then Mason's audio was horrendous. It was raining here and it wasn't working up there. So they don't know anything about it.
Well, we may. Like the one a week after the draft, May, like we've discussed, we'll see, you know, like we're still trying to figure out a way to work things out.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult, especially when we have less stuff to talk about, but it is, you know, it is what it is. We'll figure it out.
The summer is when it becomes the Bayou Bender show, because I just talk about film.
Fair enough. But we did have a new segment because it is approaching the summer, and, you know, as Corey, you know, becomes more and more, what do you say, near his journey to Canada grows nearer and nearer, we've decided we need to get him up to date on the geography.
Oh yeah.
So I have two.
Let's get into the backstory of that names. After this.
Oh, yeah. So I have two names of Canadian places. Have I told you how to pronounce it? Do I need two new ones?
No. You haven't told me how to pronounce anything. You did say one of them, but I wasn't paying attention because you were showing me the boys, this A team that you have as friends.
Okay. So how we can do this? Because we can't. We don't have a visual.
Just send me.
Or if you can.
Send me the word.
Mute your audio.
Okay.
I will send you the word, mute your audio, and I will tell the listeners what the word is, and then you will try to pronounce it.
All right.
The city is.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to take my headphones out, and I'm going to give you 5 seconds. You got 5 seconds to say it.
Okay. Let me know, okay?
All right, I'm taking my headphones off right now.
All right, so the place is Gananoque.
Is it okay to come back?
You're good to go, buddy.
Okay.
I've sent it to our chat.
Okay. Is it the word below this shitty cutout of your friend?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Gananoque.
Oh, that's not bad. It is Gananoque.
Gananoque. Okay, sick.
Yeah.
Gananoque.
Okay.
All right. Another.
Now, I'm going to send you another one.
There's
a famous clip of what started this. A bunch of American athletes tried to pronounce this name and couldn't. Okay. So I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
All right, let me know when you're coming off.
All right, I'm taking my headphones off now.
Okay, so the place is Coquitlam, and that is, for those of you who don't know, a place in BC, Coquitlam, British Columbia.
All right, can I talk? Am I allowed to listen again?
You may. Now, this is a hard one, I think, for even some Canadians, if you're not familiar with British Columbia, but, you know, I had to include it.
Jesus. Coquitlam? Coquitlam?
You had it. It's Coquitlam.
Coquitlam? Is that really how you say that?
Coquitlam.
Coquitlam. Honestly, dude, I was like, I saw the Q and I was like, maybe it's like croquet.
No, just Coquitlam.
Coquitlam. Yeah, man.
All right. Well, we have one more, and this is one that most Canadians will be familiar with. So I'll send it to you.
Okay. I'm about to pop.
Take the headphones off.
All right, I'm about to take the headphones off. You got another 5 seconds. Go ahead now.
So the place is Etobicoke. And for those of you who don't know, it's in Toronto.
I'm going to have to trim the audio because I know it's going on longer than 5 seconds. But, okay, I'm back. Okay, I feel like this is a native. Maybe a native town.
It's a borough in Toronto.
Like, so just looking at it, there's no way it could be Etobicoke because there's no way it would be just sounding it out. Etobicoke.
Where are you letters? Getting this show?
I don't know, because I think of artichoke.
It is Etobicoke.
Etobicoke.
Yeah.
Okay, so the E silent, and the E turns into the O.
It's yeah, it just basically doesn't exist.
Etobicoke.
All right. There you are.
So I was actually closer just sounding the motherfucker out.
Yeah, the only one you really butchered was Gananoque.
Yeah.
So really, this is a pretty good performance from you.
You know, honestly, it probably has something to do with just New Orleans streets and how fucking ass backwards we pronounce them. And if people don't know what I'm talking about, you can just type it in, like New Orleans street signs and how we pronounce them. Cause there's many of videos on, like we have a street named Burgundy, but that is not how it's pronounced. It's Burgundy. Shit like that. Then we have like the nine muses, which is Greek words, but we don't pronounce them anywhere similar to that.
Like, how do you pronounce?
So Calliope, right? Calliope. That's Calliope.
Okay.
We pronounce it Calliope.
Okay.
Okay, shit like that. So maybe that's why, because I just don't think that words are supposed to sound the way that they look sometimes, or they're supposed to sound so ridiculously the way that they're written that that it just works. That was fun.
I'm kind of shocked you did as well as you did, to be honest with you.
So
I thought Etobicoke would kill you.
So let's get into why this is even being brought up. But before we do have a word from our sponsors over at DraftKings. The action never ends at DraftKings Sportsbook, especially this summer. With tons of ways to bet on all your favorite sports, there's not many left, you can fuel your fandom and feel the heat of the season like never before. Plus, right now, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Why did they write it like that? That's right. Make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't win, you'll get another shot to cash in. You can throw down on all the major actions for baseball, golf, MMA, and more. Plus, with same-game parlays, spreads, money lines, over-unders, and props, your betting options feel endless. It says to talk about the upcoming game of your choice. I don't know. Soccer is big right now. Football, whatever you want to call it. I'm sure MLS is doing good. Baseball is what it is. I honestly only watch the College World Series. But there was some really fire MMA fights the other night. Didn't watch them because honestly was not going to pay for it. But I'm sure you guys love that. And there's something that you would be interested in. Honestly, it's 4th of July. So I'm sure there was bets on the fucking hot dog eating contest that they do out in fucking, where's that?
The Nathan's hot dog
eating contest. Out there on the island. So I'm sure there was fucking bets on that. And if I'm not mistaken, that Hamburglar, Joey Chestnut probably fucked that one again.
15-time winner.
That's gross. I saw him live down here eat the Fat Boys pizza slice and fucking knock back three of them. They're like 23-inch. Or 26-inch pizza slices. He knocked back three of them, and it was 5 minutes. But anyway, best of all, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Y'all remember, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Make your first deposit and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code THPN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show notes for details. That is the most fucking off the rails ad read we've done in a while, because we're entering the season where I don't follow the sports anymore. I wish I could watch more soccer or football, however you prefer to pronounce it. Just don't get the channels. But yeah, so look, Mason, the reason why we're doing this, is it geography of Canada? Is that the right word?
Yeah.
It's because I said something so fucking embarrassing the other day that it would, it just makes sense to talk about it on the Canada Day, 4th of July episode. So why not? So, in the South, I was taught that the Canada provinces go up and down like a line. So as we speak, I'm blanking on just about all of them. But, you know, there's like Alberta and British Columbia, and I'm not doing them in order. I've just noticed that.
You thought they were all the same size, right?
I didn't think they were all the same size. I thought they all ran straight up and down like a line.
Like you thought Canada was a square.
No, I thought they were sectioned off by a straight line, more or less. Because that is, in a nutshell, American, education, especially in the South. So
we've had this conversation before, and I still don't understand what exactly that means. All the provincial borders were straight lines.
Yes.
You thought all provinces were Wyoming.
Yes. Or like Denver. So Denver's like saying a straight line.
So you thought that Canada was a square, essentially.
The provinces, well,
in order for that to happen, like, because then, you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole country would have to be a square for that to be.
No, okay. So you think about it more like cutting the grass, all right? Let's try to look at it like we're cutting grass. So if you look above the U.S., there's just not a straight line. It's a fucked up jagged line, right? And you can't help the way that your grass line is, but, you know, you got to cut it straight. So I thought Canada was divided. It's embarrassing, but it is the education system here in the U.S. I thought that Canada was divided by straight lines going upwards. I didn't, you know, not really thinking about, I thought it went straight past the Northern Territories and shit like that. Like, it was just a straight line up. And if you're all the way at the end, it's a straight line up, and that's British Columbia. And you go over, and I believe the next one is Alberta. Maybe so, maybe not. Not going to look at a fucking, I'm not looking at a map.
You thought every province touched the Arctic.
Yes. Okay, so just a straight line up. Does that make sense now? You cut your grass. You can't help what the U.S.'s shitty border looks like. You can't edge it. You do the best you can, but you made sure you had a straight line going up. Okay, so I thought it was all straight lines going up. That's where we are. So when I'm asking Mason about provinces the other day, I didn't realize, it was because we were talking about donaires and how I'm like, really want to have one, and Mason was just like, well, we don't really have that because that's more of like Nova Scotia thing, right?
I honestly don't know if that's a Nova Scotia thing.
Well, let's put it this way, right?
I don't think a donaire is
the
like
one no 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 okay
it's like, so, a, like a Turkish thing, isn't it?
Okay, but the Halifax donaire is the donaire that I want to try, okay, with the kind of sweet sauce on it and shit like that. And I know that's a completely different version than the regular donaire. That's not the donaire that made me, like, want to try it. It was the Halifax donaire that made me want to try it. So I thought that Nova Scotia was the furthest to the right. I know, it's pathetic. And then I also thought that Newfoundland and Labrador were connected, and they're not. That's another fucking shame.
Yes.
And then we got into the, and then he pulled out a map, and then I had to get talked to like a three-year-old learning basic things that my country decided were not as important. So that's where we are.
Shock and awe from Corey when he found out that Newfoundland and Labrador were two different things was
okay. And also, yeah, I didn't know that Newfoundland and Labrador were their own province. I thought it was all connected to Nova Scotia because I thought Nova Scotia was the far right of the map.
I forgot about this. You thought it was a part of Nova Scotia.
Correct. Now, people, I had a good week of laughter. But what better way than to celebrate a Canada Day, 4th of July Day episode than to just know that America is this stupid. It is, in fact, this stupid. Not by choice. Sometimes it is. But this is what the American system, this is how they've let us down. You're the neighbors to the North. I'm a true North American man. And I don't know shit about your country besides the little things I've seen in movies, television, and the game of hockey. That's not my fault. Maybe it is because I should have just decided to be more cultural with y'all, but it is what it is. So that's where this happened. So apparently during the summer, I'm going to learn more about your country because I should. And I have a Southern fucking education. So maybe it's a little different in the North. Maybe it's more important in the North. But down here, it's like, fuck, dude, like 2 months on the Alamo. Like 2 months of fucking, you know, of, you know, world history and geography is the Alamo, you know, at least it was when I was growing up. Just real, real patriotic. And that's it. Nothing much else.
Well, this episode has been
fantastic.
Special. Yeah.
Well, we're leading up to the draft. People are losing their fucking minds on Twitter.
We have a special guest coming in 2 days to discuss the draft.
God help us if the audio shit.
About that. Oh, we're going to have to figure something out.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited for that. And I think the listeners are going to love that because as educated as I try to be on the draft, I am not a scout. And we do have some good eyes, some good scouting hockey eyes coming in for us. So really excited about that. What else do we have anything else? It will be released draft day. So we'll release it early, earlier in the day. And, you know, then people get to listen to that before the draft. So be sure to look out for July 7th. And I'm just so fucking excited. I'm so ready to get this over with. Don't even want to talk about the draft until we get that episode out because I'm tired of the speculation. I'm exhausted.
Well, hopefully I don't sound like a fucking idiot when we have another important guest because I feel like that's normally my problem. It's like just sounds so fucking stupid. But no, I'm actually excited. There's a lot of questions that I have as far as I don't know. Like I don't know a lot of these kids coming up, and that's partially due to I have a job that doesn't give me a lot of time to myself. And this guy we got coming on, this is his job to know this type of shit. So I love picking the brains of people that are just in the know with hockey. Hopefully it can help y'all feel it out a little bit more. But I'll continue to rant. We can talk about the Halifax Donair, but I'm sure Mason's audio is like hanging on for fucking dear life right now. So what you want to do, Mason? You want to talk about The Bear or Stranger Things that you'll never watch?
Oh, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly. No, you don't have as much time as I do anymore. Hey, dude, why don't you send us out of here? Why don't you send us?
Well, we appreciate you guys. You know, if you made it this far, congratulations.
You know they made it this far because there's nothing funnier than I'm guessing for a Canadian, because this seems to be like on Twitter, this is some of y'all's favorite things in the world. There's nothing funnier than American not knowing shit about Canada to y'all. It's icing on the cake.
As like, you know, you guys think we're so nice.
Oh, well, Mason's out. His audio has shit himself. It held on for as long as it could. He's frantically texting me now a bunch of all caps, angry words. I'll do the outro. He went on to say, though, that we think that Canadians are so nice, but they think we're so dumb or something like that. I'm sure he can clarify it on the next episode. But folks, this has been Habs Nightly. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. It is the off season. Things are going to be off the walls for us for a bit because there's not a lot of news. But once again, nonetheless, though, we really hope you enjoy it. And we really hope you guys can bear with us with our technical issues as of late. But from the bottom of our hearts, we wish all the people of Canada and US a very happy celebration day of your country. But this has been Habs Nightly. We hope you guys have a great night. We will talk to you guys again soon.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.